Blog Talk Radio.
Ramir, the addict. Good evening, podcast audience, and welcome to the Wednesday night world-class podcast, The Addict.
Hey,
it's a New Jersey-based podcast where we talk about issues in a way you probably did not see happening.
I'm on my phone, so I just wanted to hear what it sounds like in a Sound City. I got to redo that.
Oh, it wasn't so much the Sound City. It was just the meeting.
Oh, yeah, okay. So.
You said, calm yourself, right?
Yeah. Oh, unless,
he was ready to do Wednesday.
That nigga said,
He was ready. I heard him. Yep, he was ready.
Yeah, man.
like I got y'all now.
Y'all ain't going nowhere.
Fooled you. We getting ready to do a show right now.
Yeah, that nigga said.
Yeah, when he laughed, he scared me, man.
Y'all ain't right, man.
It was sinister, wasn't it? What's getting ready to happen?
Yeah, that nigga said, we about to do the damn thing.
Yeah, it's Monday. You scared me, bro.
It's Monday, but I got his Wednesday.
Yeah, he scared me, though. He did. He scared me. I ain't gonna kid you. He scared me. I got y'all now.
Yeah, niggas, you can't go nowhere.
Yeah, like, I got you locked in now.
Yeah.
All right, so what's up?
Hey, is Roland?
I responded back to his text.
Oh, I took because he asked me what happened last week. I told him he was supposed to call in. Oh.
He was on last week?
No, he wasn't. Not on the.
No, not on the meeting.
No,
he wasn't here.
Oh, because he
ain't been on the meeting since he promised to do so much on the show.
He did attend that because remember he was saying he was going to do all of this stuff.
That was two meetings ago.
Oh,
that's what I said.
Okay.
He ain't been back on since.
He said y'all might want me to do something.
He sent a text out asking was tonight the night for the meeting with the podcast, and I said yeah. Sign in, call in on the podcast, and it's at 8 o'clock. I sent him back the text.
Oh, here we go.
On the group text. Here we go. That.
Oh, we talk about his ass that he on. What's up, baby, bro?
I don't say nothing. I just listen.
Yeah, because I had to.
I know I sent you the message back. I know you got the message.
I got it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start off. How about anybody see that state of emergency going on in Richmond, Virginia?
No, what's that
about? About the guns?
Yeah. We keeping our guns, man. And I want to know how come it's okay for them to protest and keep their guns all the time and no shit happen to them. You're not going to hear about nobody came down there and sprayed the area up. They just making a stand that they're not giving up their guns. Fuck the government.
No, I don't hear about this. What's the issue, though? Why are they doing this?
Because
it's something about gun control. I think they were trying to pass a bill.
What happened?
Down in Virginia.
There's a Democrat in office down in Virginia. The Democrats now running stuff, and they're trying to pass some gun law and stuff. And them over saying, nope, not us.
Yeah, they had a march on the White House, on the Capitol down in Richmond. 22,000 people showed up.
Okay, so let me get this straight. They're trying to because the Democrats are in control, they're trying to change the gun law?
Pass stricter, yeah. Stricter gun laws.
Stricter, that's all, yeah.
Stricter, I'm going to say.
And what's that? And they're saying, no, we're not doing that?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That's just what they're saying.
And, they, no, they and they're showing no. over their guns.
And they what?
They're saying no. They're
going to show up.
They're
going to show up with their guns.
Uh-oh.
So
the
governor called a state of emergency.
Yeah, that's
watch it now. When y'all niggas coming with your guns, y'all coming expecting. Watch it. Are those guns empty, or are you have magazines in them motherfuckers, man? Because if they load it, they come in. If a problem starts, you know how it's going to end.
Hold it. Yeah. How about there is not a problem and nobody shoots their gun? In other words, if those were black people, the people of color, I'm pretty sure the police would overreact.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so these are not black people we talking about right now?
I mean, some of them are black, but most of them are white.
Black people just with them because... Black people just with them because they get a chance to hang out with the white people and not get in trouble. But they don't know they're the ones that are going to be picked out to be picked on.
Yeah.
Right? They don't know that.
Like you said, I know it's Martin Luther King Day, but don't y'all get it twisted.
You know who be protesting? Iranians. The Middle Eastern people. Did you see how many people came out for that man funeral?
Yeah.
What man?
And they shot... That killed rather.
Oh, that general?
The general?
Yeah. I'm saying when they protest. It'd be like almost a million people in the street.
I thought you were saying the Iranians came to Virginia. Say, yes, the fuck?
No.
No, I was saying that's a protest. That's a protest.
All right. One time we're going to talk about it.
What part of Virginia is this we talking?
Richmond.
I have no idea.
Richmond is the capital. That's what's going on.
Well, if it's the governor, I guess it's the whole state of Virginia.
Can y'all hear me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's Richmond, the capital.
Oh, okay.
Can y'all hear me?
What?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello? Oh, yeah, Richmond.
Yeah, we hear you.
Richmond.
Yeah, we can hear you. You said, don't you put back on your premiere song. We can hear you.
No, we good. Okay, so... That's one topic that we're going to have. Okay, everybody, go ahead and check your newspapers on that. Let's be ready to talk a little bit about the state of emergency in Virginia, and we're going to spin that right over to what you were saying, baby boy. And then with some niggas down there, the mass majority, they done called the state troopers and started shooting people already. But because it's not no black folks, they're going to be allowed to walk around here protesting with guns. And they protested the law that says you ain't supposed to carry guns with guns. And ain't nobody gonna do shit to them.
But I don't know. You might have some black people just being there with their gun. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be a lot.
When it's all said and done, they gonna be the niggas that get arrested.
Then the niggas that's gonna get shot.
For inciting the riot?
Nah, for just being the nigga with a gun.
Oh. Wow, that's crazy. All right, what else we got?
Hey, we don't have to talk about it, but did y'all know what Mitch doing?
What?
With who?
Mitch McConnell. He having opening statements on this impeachment trial is one day, 24 hours for both sides to give their opening. So he got it set up so where technically when the Democrats give their opening,
it'll be 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock in the morning.
See, I heard about that. It'll be 1 o'clock in the morning when they give their opening. Yeah, it's crazy. I did hear about that.
But you know
what? Yeah, I did. But no, what's crazy to me is how they got that dude that was representing OJ and Epstein and all them other people.
Yeah.
How you saying you contradicting the Constitution?
You know,
saying
I've
that
think
he really
that,
didn't violate, break no laws.
I've seen that, and I think what you're trying to do is get him off, and then you'll probably feel a little bit better about getting OJ off.
It ain't got nothing to do with OJ or him. It's all about that professor. It ain't got nothing to do with OJ.
Oh,
or
I mean
that's
the bottom line. Yeah.
It's all
what
about
we talking
what?
About the professor?
Yeah, what's his name? I forget.
No, he used to be a lawyer.
Yeah, but
he's a professor
emeritus at Harvard University. He's a lawyer, but that's
who are we talking about?
Well, yeah, that's his area of expertise. He the Constitution.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
What do you mean? He teaching law then, right?
He teaches law, not the
I'm
Constitution.
Talking about that. I'm talking about
yeah.
Alan. I'm talking about Alan Dershowitz.
Well, who
are
we talking about?
That's who we talk about.
Yeah, the same
Dershowitz. Guy. That's who we talk
who?
About. Yeah.
Who?
Okay.
Who? Alan
Dershowitz.
Dershowitz. He was
now?
On.
Okay.
He was
he
on the
be a
dream
lawyer
team.
For OJ.
Right, and he also was Epstein's lawyer. He was a couple
right.
people lawyer.
Right, but he wasn't a constitutional major. He just
no,
because
but
he's
he
a professor.
Know, but he
take
know,
him
but he know he, that's one of those. That's one of the things he got under his belt. He knows that that is one of the what's the word I'm looking for here? That is one of his areas of expertise, from my understanding.
No, it isn't. No, it's not. He just because he's a professor, they just assume that. But that's not his area of expertise.
Okay.
But because he's a professor from Harvard, they give him, you know, they give him
Problem.
The benefit of the doubt and stuff.
Because if that's the case, the Democrats can bring on somebody that specializes in that area of the Constitution that can dispute what he's saying.
They got him.
You can do that. But they can do that all day.
They got him. But what good is it if you go and dispute it 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, now let me tell you what I say about that early in the morning. These niggas need to take their ass to bed and be ready for it. I'm sorry.
No, but, here's the thing with that. They were talking about that. They said all people going to only watch the highlights of that trial, this trial thing anyway, or whatever you want to call it. So
yeah.
Whatever the highlights are, you'll see it on the 5 o'clock, the 6 o'clock, the 8. You'll see it all on the news. You'll see the highlights of it. Trust me. That's
right.
All.
Most people
so what if they do it at 2 o'clock in the morning?
But Mitch McConnell also got it where there are certain parts where there will be no televised broadcasting of this stuff. And there's only going to be one photo photographer in there. So he got it all rigged up. So
you're going to hear Alan talk about how it ain't constitutional. But you ain't
going to
hear nobody else dispute
it. Right. Here's the thing, though. That's just it. They put it on early, so that would be the thing that most people will remember because a lot of people ain't going to get to see the Democrats. So you go to bed with that thought, with whatever they're pushing, you go to bed that night and you wake up thinking, you know what I'm saying? That he ain't right.
All I got to say is, come November... This is where the shit goes down at in November, and this is where you get to all your frustrations, all of this bullshit that we've been putting up with. That's the time that you're gonna have to be able to make it right. And if you don't do something about it in November, I don't want to hear nothing from nobody.
You know, I'm at the point right now where honestly. I don't care if they elect Donald Trump again. I just want them to get rid of Mitch and that nigga down from South Carolina. All of them old bullshit ass Republicans.
Lindsey?
I don't want
that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mitch and Lindsey?
Yeah.
But to me, Barr got to go. Pompeo got to
right.
go. All of them
well,
guys.
They come
go.
With another president.
They all
got
to go to me.
But that,
the
that
only way they can
president.
Go is you get rid of Trump. Yeah, that's the only way they go. You got to get rid of Trump.
But that's why I said,
okay,
he's got to
go.
We're
going to talk about. Hold on, y'all. We're going to talk about
Mitch
McConnell.
You got an echo, bad echo, Kenny. Real bad.
Hold on. Okay. Let me get it out. All
right, we ready? So we're going to talk about Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the headline of how he got the trial set up. Hey, welcome, Sister Mitch Sippy.
Good evening.
Tip Tip, what's up, Tip Tip?
I'm your frog hair, as always.
Okay, so we're going to use as a topic then how Mitch McConnell got it set up, and if that springs over into Donald Trump, it does, but Mitch would be the headline on that.
So it's just going to be Mitch McConnell and how he's setting up the hearing?
Yeah, but again, I say to everybody that it really don't fucking matter what time they do this shit, because only senators get to vote. You know what I'm saying? So whether that shit is 1 o'clock in the morning, again, now, you can. I know most people are not going to see it live, but most people don't watch it live anyway. So the fact that he got it for him to testify 1 o'clock in the morning, again, you're going to lose a lot of the TV audience, but they still going to get the message. And the senators got to have their ass up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's all.
They're
going to
show the highlights of it on the news and all of that, and on MSNBC.
But he don't mind that because he mean even, actually, the people that need to see that going to see it and come to their conclusions just based off that.
But the only people voting here is senators, correct?
Right.
For now,
yeah.
But the public still needs to see it. But the public still needs
to see it because they need to be aware of the facts. I'm just saying, as long as them goddamn senators get it, then that's what's most important. I mean, we need to see it, but we ain't voting. We don't have a vote in this.
No, not
yeah,
in
but
this,
you gotta
but
remember
we got to
this.
Vote come November.
Right, and for those Republican senators that is just plain hogwash, they got to answer. And if nobody don't see what they doing, then they ain't got to answer to nobody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, then there's that. Yeah, then there's that. That side of it. Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, they're going to make it public. I mean, I don't know. I would think. Of how they voted, right? Who voted for them and who voted against them?
Yeah, that's
isn't that made public?
You gotta know it's just the Republicans. But if you only heard 1/3 of the argument, because you gotta remember now, there's 45% of the nation that still don't think he did anything. So if you only hear that part, then you ain't gonna hold Mitch and nobody accountable because you think they did their job.
Right, because you're still uninformed. Pretty much.
Right.
You don't know all the facts. Right.
See, and if it was recorded live, even those people on Fox who only hear the Fox point of view would get to see it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it might not get one of them, but if you could get two or three of them just to change their mind.
Well, right now.
It's enough of them to watch Fox. Fox and Friends or whatever, fuck. As long as they get the message to them. And where are those people located at? Iowa, Wisconsin. Trump don't give a shit about the country. It's just a couple of states.
Yeah, I mean, he don't. And again, if he can get all his crooked ass friends to be crooked with him so they don't impeach his ass, that's what he's going to do. And you got to be crazy because I'm sure he untold him, I'm going to cover you for most of this shit, but some shit going to slip through, and some of y'all might end up going to jail. I can't stop that. Most of y'all going to get away, but one or two of y'all going to get caught. And all I can say now is I'm sorry. If it's fair, no worries
again. Well, trying to change his plea. What's that dude, Manafort? You trying to change. You pleaded guilty. Now you're trying to change that to not guilty.
That's not Manafort.
Isn't it Manafort?
No, that's the guy that was he was in the military at one time. He was the first one they got.
That general.
Right,
that general. That showed up to court in his uniform.
Right.
Did he?
It's the general. It's the general. No, Paul is the one that had those Russian working with those oligarchs and all of that, which, I mean, they all did, but... it's the general, the one that's trying to change his plea. It's the general.
Well.
But anyway, yeah, okay. I guess because you probably feel like you could probably beat it now.
Well, okay, so we got the state of emergency in Virginia. We got Mitch ramming up the setting shit up so that the public intentionally taking this shit to the point where the public is being put through some fucked up positions in order for them to view the trial by the time he's got it set and the restrictions on photographers and shit of that nature. And last but not least,
let's go Super Bowl.
All right.
Hey, speaking of Super Bowl, did anybody watch that Aaron Hernandez documentary?
Yeah.
Was that crazy?
He was a killer, man. He was a gang member. Watch this. He was a gang member who could play football. That's all that was.
No.
That's all that was,
gang,
yeah.
What gang? No, what gang was he a member of? He was no gang member.
His ways in action.
I didn't say he was no member of no gang. Absolutely not.
No. He had his own gang. He had his own gang.
Yeah, he wasn't no Blood, no Crip member, nothing like that.
No, he had his own gang.
As Stevie Wonder would say, he playing by himself.
I thought with that he had his own gang.
We want to do the Super Bowl. We want to do Hernandez.
Let's talk about, I don't know if everybody saw the Hernandez thing, but I thought it was interesting. Because it came out that he was gay. You know, and I was like, wow. But see, I don't know if you would consider him, like Tank the singer said, is he really gay? Because he had a sexual encounter. You know, so are we going to call that gay, or did he, or, you know, I don't think he was full-blown gay. Like, I don't know.
I think he was a booty snatcher.
What does it have to, what, I don't understand the relevance.
No.
Booty snatcher?
The relevance is I just didn't know he was. Not that it mattered. I just didn't see that in him at all.
The relevance
but that
of
came
what?
Out.
That he
what
was a booty snatcher.
What does gay have to do with anything?
It was a documentary about him. They did a documentary on him.
No, I got it.
And that came out in the documentary. So I never
knew that.
I don't know if anybody else did, but I never knew it.
And not many gay
Nobody
people were as hardcore as he was.
Yeah,
right.
You don't find too many gay people as hardcore as he was as far as a thug. You don't find too many gay thugs.
And
I
he fought against them.
Oh, you got some Omars out there.
And he spoke so much against gays. That was another thing that was like, well, I guess that should have been a telltale sign. As much as he spoke against them, that he probably could have been one. But anyway, like I said, I just found out a lot about him from watching that documentary. And I also felt sad for him, too, because his parents, his father, seemed to be an alcoholic and seemed to be
a little
abusive.
Hold on. Do we want to talk? Are we using him as a topic, or are we going to go Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Yeah, do Super Bowl, right. I guess. Whatever you guys want. Doesn't matter to me.
No, I just want to know where we want to go with this. Because, I mean, at some point we're going
to
talk about it.
Everybody didn't see it, so it'd be hard to talk about it. Everybody didn't see it.
All right, let's talk Super Bowl. We got who? The Kansas City Chiefs.
That documentary should be homework.
Kansas City and who?
I don't even know who's going to the Super Bowl.
San Francisco.
49.
Kansas City and San Francisco.
Yeah.
49.
Oh, damn, I forgot. That's going to be a shootout, man. You got two great quarters. All right, so just so you know, here's our lineup. We're going to talk about the state of emergency in Virginia. We're going to talk how Mitch Connell has got shit set up where they're testifying in weird hours in the morning, intentionally keeping the public from watching it live. What is that in the background? Is that me?
That's me. Okay, go ahead.
And then we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. So we got state of emergency, Mitch McConnell, and then the Super Bowl.
Peace.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sounds good to me.
Huh?
On three, we break. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. So, everybody again, get your homework in, and let's come with some a little bit of 1 or 2 facts about each one of these things here, so we can move our show right along. Are we good?
Who's going to the Super Bowl? I don't even know. Like I said, I haven't even been.
All right,
Kansas City.
That's the only one that y'all really ain't got to do a lot of work on, because there'll be enough people on the show that can speak on that. But it's going to be Kansas City.
Okay, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's in Miami.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Super Bowl's
okay.
In your home. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I didn't know it was in Miami this year, though. Okay.
Yeah, it's in Miami this year.
Okay.
All right, we got a show.
Who's doing
the
halftime show at the Super Bowl?
Miami's gonna be lit.
Jennifer Lopez.
Who's doing
the halftime?
Yeah.
Who's
Jennifer
doing the
Lopez
halftime?
Jennifer Lopez, is it that girl, the big girl?
No.
Lizzo?
Lizzo.
Is she really? They got her doing halftime?
I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure. I was asking.
No, Lizzo.
No.
Well,
it's Jennifer Lopez.
Sierra.
I think it might have been Selma Hayek.
Man,
like
I want Lizzo.
Oh. No, you can't have
it. Be Selma Hayek.
I want Public Enemy.
Selma Hayek.
That's not even
and
an
Jennifer
artist.
Lopez.
Not even an artist.
Who?
Wait a minute.
Selma Hayek.
All right, I just wanted to see who was paying attention. Vanessa Cortez, exactly.
Talking.
She's not a singer.
Who is she?
I know one of them.
Oh, she's an actress.
Jennifer, and I don't know who else. Yeah, I don't know
Jenny
who
from
else.
The block. Jennifer Lopez and J Lo from the block. They both gonna be there.
One of the same.
That's the same person, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
he's
but
just,
it's different personality.
He's being funny. He's being funny.
J Lo.
Yeah.
These people are
well, here it is right here. Jennifer Lopez and Sakara is booked for the Super Bowl.
Sakara.
I knew it was something with a C.
But see, they're doing Jennifer and Sakara because it's in Miami.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jennifer Lopez covers Miami. She's Puerto Rican.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're doing both of them because it's in Miami.
Yeah,
and
you can't get
Latin.
To Puerto Rico
both,
unless you go through
that. They both have that Hispanic background or Latino background. That's why they got them doing Miami. And she going to probably bring
that's
out.
Who it is.
Yeah. And I'm sure they'll bring out other people. What's that dude, Pitbull or whatever? Jennifer usually likes to bring him out. Brother.
Yeah.
To probably bring him out. Give me a break. All right. Yeah, I'll be missed. They can miss me with halftime.
Me too.
Yeah, they can count me out.
Everybody good?
All right.
We good for Wednesday night? All right. One more time, for those of you that are taking notes, we're talking about the state of emergency in Virginia, how they're protesting those gun laws. We're going to talk about how Mitch McConnell got sick, all fucked up, and then we'll close with the Super Bowl. Everybody good?
Yep.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Oh, all right. Now on three, we're going to say goodbye. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
Good night,
peace.
Everybody.
Night, podcast.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Later.